This is Monsignor Gray, and just an update on some of the things happening at St. Thomas. I know that without public mass, without any other public functions, most people are really not, there's a disconnect, and you haven't been able to stay up to date to be personally present to hear about things that have happened. So obviously there are several things that have not happened, so public masses have been canceled. Other things we've had to delay, the fish fry will have to be delayed, and we can do that at a later time. The pancake breakfast has had to be delayed. Also the Monsignor Rank Mass, we usually pray for the faithful departed every year around March 25th, and so that Mass has to be delayed, and we can do that at another time as well. With the guidance from the diocese, we think that we'll probably have to delay the members of our RCIA class and their time to come into the church, since it's not clear if we'll be able to return in time for Easter this year. So we pause and we wait. Looking ahead, I'm hopeful that we can continue on with First Communion in May, but we'll wait and see how things develop. And then I'd like to look forward to Corpus Christi, which is June 14th. That's the feast day we celebrate the body and blood of Christ, and there would be a particular time for us to really express gratitude for the Eucharist. I think for weeks of being deprived of the opportunity to receive communion, this would be a very special time for us to reaffirm our commitment, our devotion, our dedication to the Eucharist, to the body and blood of Christ. So Corpus Christi in June, I really look forward to making that a very special celebration for us, and maybe a time in a certain sense to make up for some of the weeks when it's not been possible for us to gather together. So at St. Thomas, we continue to say Mass privately, so the priests are still offering Masses for the intentions that have been scheduled. And in that, please know that we are praying for you, even while you're home, and even praying with you, that even if we're not together, we can still be united in prayer. And so we ask you to pray for us as we remember you, as we pray for you as well. Another thing that we've been doing also is to make sure the school is cleaned. So it's one of the directives that we have before the children come back whenever that occurs. But not only the school, but we've also been making sure that the church building itself is also cleaned and sanitized. And even with the staff that we have on a regular basis, they are still checking all the commonly touched surfaces, making sure that everything remains clean. So the building itself is sterilized and sanitized, and I think that's good for people to be aware of. Especially because we do continue to operate our food pantry. That's one of the things that's been exempt because it's providing important service to the poor, to those who are most in need. And so I'm grateful for the food pantry donations. And so the doors for the church for dropping off food remain open so people can bring their donations in, and we're grateful for all of that, as well as different people who have also continued to send in their contributions and support to help us financially at this time. So we're grateful for all of these things, and we look forward to really resuming all of our normal activities, but for the time being, just a little word to keep people up to date on exactly what's happening at St. Thomas at this time. So stay tuned for more information, and blessings on everyone, and we look forward to the day that we can be back once again.